Hey, it's Nell Medor here with the Swipes email for Friday, April 26, 2024. Did it sound like I was talking really, really fast there? Because I was. So let's get started with a swipe today. Here is a billboard I spotted while I was pumping gas. And on one hand, this does seem like a very bad billboard. When I saw it, I was going to be like, this is a terrible billboard. It has no description. It's not obvious what the product is at all. I never would have guessed it. And on the other hand, to play devil's advocate, it got me to Google really.com. That was the domain name. It's kind of catching, really.com. And it has a woman looking at a phone and like a one of those censored bars over her eyes. And it got me to Google it. So I don't know. Did it work? Did it not? It turns out this is some sort of like privacy-based phone service. I looked it up. However, if I was driving in my car and couldn't Google it right away, I doubt I'd care enough to look it up. In fact, I did actually drive by this billboard like 50 times because it's near my house, and I never Googled it. And until I was just, you know, pumping gas at a nearby gas station and could see it while I was just standing there doing nothing, that got me to Google it. So I still think it's not a great billboard, but I guess it did work, so who knows? Here's a little piece of wisdom. The standard ADA formula is probably still one of the most useful things in marketing that a person can learn. So look at this result this guy got, Gus Tiffer from Twitter. He said, I stole the most stupidly simple template from NevMed. It made starting drafts for my ghostwriting clients 10x easier. If nothing else, it reminds me to think in the ADA copywriting formula. Don't overcomplicate if you don't have to. And so I think this is perfect. Like a lot of times whenever I teach people to write, I'm like, it's difficult to just start blank on a page. However, if you just start with the ADA formula, you're using a formula that's time-tested to sell things and convey information. Also, it's really easy to get started when you have a formula or a template to get started with. So all you have to remember is AIDA and you've got it memorized. If you Google AIDA and copywriting course, you can find my whole post about it and a video about it too if you want. Here's something a little bit interesting. So last year, I was excited about self-publishing another book. I've always wanted to do that again. And I never just put it out. And I talked to a couple people and I just thought the subject matter wasn't that big. And I doubt this could be an all-time bestseller. So why spend time on it? But you know what? A couple months later, I'm still like, I still want to do it. It's only going to be a 50-page book. And I'm setting the pencils down date for the end of June 2024. And the reason I'm saying this, I'm putting it out there so I'm shamed into working on it harder. You know, there's like this, Jeff Bezos has this like regret minimization framework where it's like, think about all the things you're going to regret or you do regret and go do them. And I regret not putting this book out. I don't care if it sells 10 copies. I just kind of want to put the book out. So I'm going to do it June 2024. I already have like about a fourth of it written and it'll take a little while to get it all cleaned up, but I could easily do it by June 24th. June 2024 shouldn't be a problem. Here's a fun little picture. I was at my buddy Noah Kagan's house and he's having a baby. So he got kicked out of his YouTube studio on the first floor and now it's going to be the baby room. So he's moving his YouTube studio to a different room. And this is the bare bones V1 version of it getting set up. And I love seeing people's studios come to life, watch them figure out stuff like where to put things, all the equipment they're using. And I can't wait to see the progress and the final results. And seeing the behind the scenes of these videos or video studios is just kind of fun because, you know, you see people in front of the camera all the time on YouTube, but then you don't get to see all the junk behind it. And that to me is very, very fun and interesting. So speaking of watching progress of video studios, here is a before and after of my own home office that got featured in workspaces.xyz. So before, it was just a raw 13 by 14 foot room with concrete floors. It was extremely echoey. I mean, this thing was like an echo chamber in here with all these hard surfaces. And I first added wallpaper, like this thatched wallpaper. I put a big ass rug down from Home Depot that looks really nice. It's the only place I could find a rug that was that big. And I positioned the desk to face the pretty wall. Like you have to think about what's going to be behind you. So there's one wall that's like nice and decorated. And that's what I call the pretty wall. And then I put U lighting to control everything. So this one room in my house is actually a multifunctional space. It's my home office. It's a YouTube studio. It's a co-working space. It's an overflow guest bedroom. And I put some pictures of how it's set up if you're curious. And I like how the space is so multifunctional. I mean, it is part of my house. So I don't want it to just look like crap with cables everywhere. And I also like that if I have the whole family over and the guest bedrooms are taken, this couch folds out into a queen size bed and makes another really nice guest room. And since all the cameras and stuff are relatively hidden, besides like, you know, some of the lights and stuff, you're not feeling like you're walking over cables and equipment and stuff. All the equipment for recording is all completely hidden and out of the way. And lastly, here's a little splurge. So I found a weird snack that I've been enjoying a lot, and I have no affiliation to this. I just randomly found it. It's called Obleas by Conscious Snack, and it's got something like six ingredients, 42 calories for the entire package, which is awesome. And it has about like 25, 20 or 25, like these ultra thin wafers. And you can just snack on these things for like an hour. And so what I do is I crack them into small pieces, and they have very few crumbs. It's not very crummy. And I'll just like take a piece off, munch on it, take a piece off, munch on it. And you could do this like 100 times because it has so many of these wafers within this one tiny little container. When I first opened it up, I was like, holy crap, there's 20 plus of these things in here. And so I do love snacking on stuff, but I don't really do it because if I were just to sit for 30 minutes snacking on Pringles, I would eat like 1,000 calories plus easily. But I can sit there snacking on these things, breaking them into pieces, and only get 42 calories for the whole package. There's also very little sweetness, which I like because I don't get the sugar cravings after these. And I don't know, I thought it was a fun little find. I randomly found it at a store in Austin. I don't know if they sell them everywhere, but pretty cool little snack. Anyways, my name is Nel Medora, and I will talk to you later. Hey, before you go, let me tell you about the copywriting course real quick and what it is. So the copywriting course is, as you can imagine, a copywriting course, right? You watch some videos, you learn stuff a la carte about email, sales pages, web pages, digital marketing, all of the above. And so, of course, you can learn from our courses, but it is so much more than that. You see, one of the reasons that people get good at writing is by practicing writing. So inside the course, you actually get practice by doing quick assignments or submitting your copy to our writers and getting professional feedback on it. And so we have this whole entire members forum, like a specific custom-built forum for copywriters. So you can submit your copy, and pro writers will help critique it and rewrite it. And not only your copy, but your images, your tables, all that kind of stuff. It's like having a whole marketing team working on your copy. And many people just join for the forum just to get their copy reviewed, just that alone. But not only that, you also get live help in office hours. That's right. Every Thursday, I hold a live office hours, and we hop on a Zoom call, and just all the people in the office hours. It's private, so you're not gonna get blasted on the web or anything. And you submit what you want critiqued, and we go over it, and oftentimes, actually most of the time, just rewrite it on the spot or talk about how to make it better. So one of the last ones, someone had a big real estate group, and they were wondering if they could make a cohort. And so we wrote up a quick thing. They posted it, and instantly they got 80 people interested and over 230 comments on the post asking to be inside the cohort. So little things like that. A lot of times it's just like a little push to get you to do something. And if you go to copywritingcourse.com/office, you'll see literally thousands of different office hours questions we've answered and all these wins. So you can copywritingcourse.com/wins to see all the wins that people get inside the course. Not only that, we have weekly lesson newsletters that you can get. You can get copywriting certified, and you can learn by watching others and grow. So every week, there's new stuff inside the community. There's new office hours, and you can watch people live redoing their businesses. You get feedback in our forums, and you can directly ask me, myself, the writers, and the community questions. I mean, it is one of the best values in digital marketing on the entire internet. We've trained people at big companies and small companies, Gartner, AppSumo, The Hustle, Winzip, White Rock Locators, Ahrefs, Best Self, Nerd Fitness, and people freaking love copywriting course. This one guy says, within a few minutes of watching some videos, I was buzzing with ideas on how to change my emails. And the next day, we had our highest sales day ever from a promotion I wrote the same day as signing up for the copywriting course. I love hearing things like this, where they think they're gonna take like a full year to learn stuff. They learn a few things, implement it, and they're like, oh my God, I literally paid for your course 10x over, and I still get to use it. So anyways, go to copywritingcourse.com/join and join the copywriting course right now. It's one of the best investments you'll ever make, and talk to you inside.